Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 22nd of February, recording at 5:48 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights in here today. In Asia, the Indian stock market nudged to a new all-time high for this trend. Still a very consistent trend in the market that most people are trying to talk down. And elsewhere, Japan, a small decline here on the day, although I noticed that the second section index was up a little bit. Europe started subdued, but then picked up strongly, partly because of strength in the U.S. stock market, which shows some pretty robust gains of a little under 1 percentage point as I speak. Now, elsewhere, government bonds, these remain quietly steady here overall. Dollar retraced some of its early gains in here today following an inflation figure which was a little bit higher than people had expected. And precious metals, they saw a correction early in the day. Gold was down about $6.50 at one stage, but subsequently rallied up, and it's been hovering around unchanged to slightly down on the day today. Crude oil giving up a chunk of that gain that we saw yesterday. It's down 144. And natural gas, which had a very good day yesterday, has given up about half of that gain as of the latest trading. Those are the highlights. Where do we stand elsewhere? Well, there's still more stock markets going up than moving down and violating support levels. A number of markets have lost momentum and seen more choppy activity and so on. And I've said all along that, well, not all along, I've said recently that could well be the precursor of a topping out process or the beginning of a topping out process. But if I had to sum this up in 3 words in terms of the 34-month and counting global stock market rally, it ain't over. So if I'm right in saying that we probably are in the early stages of the topping out process, that could be quite lengthy. That could, as I said yesterday, that could persist through the end of this quarter, so through March, and perhaps for another couple of months or so. I am still very much of the view that we will see that correction in the second and third quarters of this year. But, you know, it has to be said, that remains conjecture on my part. I think it's based on some reasonable factors, which I've mentioned repeatedly, and they will include interest rates and the U.S. election cycle. But the fact today is that, as I said in the beginning, that more markets are still moving up, so extending their overall upward trends, and therefore no one can say that this overall rally is over. Okay, against that background, I'm content to hold my investment long positions, and I probably will as well through a correction which I would hedge against. And I have on some partial hedges, which are costing me money at the moment. So, you know, that being early with hedges is a great profit reducer. Okay, in terms of government bonds, very much in ranging patterns overall, but as I said a moment ago, just quietly steady here. And I think that investors have been moving into this sector on the basis that the U.S. economy is bound to slow and that interest rates will be coming down again. And then a third factor is that there would be probably a not insignificant minority who would share the view that we could easily see the medium-term correction that I'm talking about. And for new subscribers and subscribers coming in all the time, I want to say that I'm no big bear in here. All I'm looking for is a medium-term correction in stock markets, which I think is certainly due, and that would create a great buying opportunity, all other things being equal, and I suspect they will, for a great buying opportunity sometime late in the third quarter and the fourth quarter of this year, and quite possibly with a good run carrying through at least 2000 and 2008. Okay, what else to mention here? The dollar, I've been saying, looks a little bit tired up here, but the interest rate differentials still favor the dollar. And have a look at something that Owen's posting in here today, the New Zealand dollar. Now, New Zealand has been trying to get its currency down. Remember, in this environment, no country wants a strong currency. And that New Zealand dollar has broken downwards and can easily fall further on an unwinding of speculative positions. The US dollar's real vulnerability, I think, starts when perceptions are firm that the US interest rates have not only reached a peak, but that they're also going to see some of the rises that we've seen reversed. There's no way we're going to get back down to 1% or 1.25% interest rates in the US. But once the perception is that the rates, as I say, are going to head back down, then I think we will probably see the dollar range back down and test its historic lows down around that 80 region on the US dollar index. Lots of material on the yen carry trade here, and I've commented on that once again, so I won't repeat it here in this audio. Precious metals. I'm feeling nervous in this environment overall, and that stayed my hand where I had an opportunity to pick up a little more gold at a good price. Did cross my mind to do that. Ditto silver, which is up on the day now, a mile up on the day, 3 cents, 2, 3 cents right now, but it dipped down to 9.42 and a half against the current level of 9.56 and a half, now 9.57. So a little bit of choppy action in here still against this general background at these levels. Fair amount of nervousness, or at least on the part of this trader, I'm going to keep positions small overall in terms of speculative trades. And oil, I think that reaction that we're seeing in here today probably reflects the fact that when prices rise on something such as the Iran situation, which may be on, well, may be a factor that people are considering for quite some time, or the Nigerian attacks, that really this type of news is discounted very, very quickly and by markets, and it has to become steadily worse for it to continue to drive a market trend. So the moment that's the news item seems to be out and about, and nothing else is occurring. In other words, there's no deterioration in the political situation that has concerned people, and then the market does tend to react back. My view on oil here is that we are going to see lots more ranging in what is a significant medium-term correction in response to the terrific gains that we had seen last year, peaking with the Katrina hurricane. And natural gas, I'm disappointed to see it retrace half of yesterday's gains, but my hunch is that, as I've said before, that we will see a rounding, some sort of rounding, bottoming process in the upper regions of this base formation overall, and my March long positions will be rolled forward later today. I'll put the prices of those trades up on the site tomorrow. And I think that's pretty much it. One other metal to mention in here that is of interest to a number of people, for instance, copper, which had a good day yesterday and the day before, sort of eased down today, dipped down to 223.50, and everybody's saying short copper. Well, I wouldn't short it because it's in an uptrend, but it bounced right back up, came back up to unchanged on the day, and is now down just very, very slightly. But again, most of these industrial metals, well, the high-flying industrial metals, I think have seen the best of their upside potential for the medium term, and some of them clearly indicate that they have already commenced medium-term corrections. And in that group, I would list zinc, lead, and aluminium. But even the lower reaches of that medium-term correction, even the prices reached at those lower levels are likely to be higher than the average prices that most mining analysts are expecting for 2006, in my view, due to the very considerable demand coming from China, India, Dubai, and everywhere else. So I think that certainly as long as the global stock market rally is intact, that the favored mining shares look pretty good. And that's it, folks. All the best.